to vote against Mr. Biden to vote uncommitted in the February 27th primary. The publisher of the New York Times says the White House is extremely upset with the paper for pointing out that President Biden is rather unpopular and that he is no spring chicken. Californians continue to deal with torrential rains and high winds, a result of another atmospheric river that is sweeping across the state. Pending regulatory approval, Capital One will buy rival credit card company Discover in a $35 billion deal. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 3 points, while the NASDAQ is off 228 points, a loss of more than 1%. This is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to the subject at hand, our issue of the day, government censorship and control, let me suggest this to you. We've been on the air almost 10 years with this broadcast, Let's Face the Issues. We have had responses from multitudes, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you down through the years, talking about how the broadcast is such a blessing, informative, and beneficial to you. Let me suggest this to you. If this broadcast is informative and blessing and a benefit for you, let me suggest that you underwrite it, help support it financially. We're going into a new contract with the network that we're on, and in doing so, we're going from about $48,000 a year to just under $72,000 a year. And for us to continue with this broadcast, we need your underwriting, the support of that. That means going to fcbcatjax.com, find the donate button, make a commitment over and above your tithes and offerings. Don't you dare use one dime of your tithe money that goes into the local New Testament church. Don't use that money for the support of this broadcast, but we do invite you to give generously over and above your tithes, that we might continue to come to you each and every day as we face the issues, with current issues, with things that we need to be aware of as Christians, conservatives, that we face the issues square on without any fear or favor, and recognize what God's Word says in doing so. That address is fcbcatjax.com. Find the donate button. Contribute today. Your generosity is appreciated, and thank you in advance for it. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about government censorship and control. Ladies and gentlemen, America is on the fast track to mirror all that China is doing today. You realize in China, an individual cannot jaywalk without it being recorded by way of facial recognition, and that person's what they call social credit score being dinged. In China, if you obey every rule, every regulation, as you're being watched 24/7, monitored 24/7, everyone that is obedient to that can have a higher score. We'll be able to buy a car, rent a home, rent an apartment, buy a good college education. But if you don't have the good score, you're left out in the cold, if you please, in the rain. It's an impossibility. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track. We're not calling it a social credit score in America, but we're being monitored, traced, and tracked. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that every text message you send is censored by the big tech for the federal government? Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that your cell telephone is a monitor and tracking device? I'm told that even with it turned off, the tracking can take place to find you any place on the face of the globe within a 36-inch square. That's pretty close tracking. And ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the technology, that's good. When it comes to what we have, that God's given man the wisdom to develop, that's good. But it's all coming together now, and it's being done in a fashion to track and trace. I read an article recently, I'll touch on it further in the broadcast, that when you turn your computer on and look into the computer screen, did you realize now that through artificial intelligence, the federal government is carrying out facial recognition as you look into your computer screen? That's how frightening it is from the standpoint of knowing the control the federal government has over the people. Every email is censored. Everything that you put on Facebook, everything that you put on LinkedIn, everything that's put on the internet system, ladies and gentlemen, is a potential following and tracing and tracking by the federal government. Because they supposedly, the federal government, looking to find the potential domestic terrorist to stop the domestic terrorists before they strike. Who are domestic terrorists? Any mother or father that stands before the school board and challenges the school board for giving their students pornography in the classroom. Who are the domestic terrorists? Those that would buy a Bible. Yes, you heard me right. They have put that into the algorithm of who to trace, track, and to follow. If you buy a Bible, if you contribute to Donald Trump, if you buy MAGA clothing, hat, cat or a cap or anything like that, you're then put in the system as being a potential domestic terrorist. Ladies and gentlemen, if we say anything negative about the 2022 and 2020 election, then we are putting out disinformation and misinformation, and therefore we could become a domestic terrorist. We're being traced, tracked, and followed today, ladies and gentlemen, as never before in the history of the United States of America. Every post that you make, every friend that you link with, is just another piece of the centering puzzle for the federal government to draw you into the loop with that. I'm looking at an article, headline, Internet Censorship in the United States. Listen very carefully. It's about a 10-page article. I'm going to read about two brief paragraphs. Internet Censorship in the United States. This article reads, in the United States, Internet censorship is the suppression of information published or viewed on the Internet in the United States. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution protects freedom of speech and expression against federal, state, and local government censorship. The strong protections for the freedom of speech and expression against federal, state, and local government censorship are rooted in our First Amendment of the United States Constitution. These protections extend beyond the Internet. But ladies and gentlemen, today, our government is not paying attention to the Constitution. Our government is not concerned about what our Bill of Rights give us. Our government seems to be totally oblivious to anything that would be called going awry and foul of the law. Ladies and gentlemen, headline says, still looking at your kids? Congress aims to extend warrantless surveillance for the foreseeable future. It goes into detail. about what is happening to the FBI to address misuse of the powerful spy tools, but to deal does not include, but the deal does not include requirements for a warrant. Goes on to say the FBI will be required to notify a member of Congress with some limitations if they have been queried in the 702 database. As members of Congress and the public may have noticed, the FBI tasked with counterintelligence has become a law unto itself. What does that mean? It means today's FBI, ladies and gentlemen, today's DOJ, today's CIA are simply bureaucratic organizations that have become laws unto themselves that do not have to have the oversight of Congress or the direction from Congress. They've simply gone wild with their power. And when you understand what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, they're thumbing their nose at our Constitution. They're thumbing their nose at anything that's called control. This article says the FBI has quietly created a new category of extremists that it will seek to track and to trace and to censor and counter. Donald Trump's army of MAGA followers are in that group. A senior FBI official told Newsweek, we cannot and do not investigate ideology. We focus on individuals who commit or intend to commit violence or criminal activities that constitutes a federal crime or pose a threat to national security. The people have cause to wonder about the extent that this will take us, end quote. I believe I have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. I don't know what to say after all that. That kind of left me speechless there, to be honest with you. Only thing that I would amend to it is those organizations have become lawless.
That's right.
That brings me into mind there that the First Amendment is for freedom of dissemination of information there. It doesn't free you from consequence of speech. I mean, going into a movie theater and shouting fire, but if you stand on the corner and say Joe Biden got 81 million ballots, but that man did not get 81 million votes. So I say that, and I'm oppressed. The other part of the issue that I see is corporations, and I'll give you a good example, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, they're going to be spending as much money on this election as they did on the last election, and they will censor you there without even being goaded by the government to do it, because Mark Zuckerberg's ideology doesn't match conservative values. Then we've got another issue where Christianity is steadily becoming in the United States the woe of all the problems. I mean, we're out here speaking hate language. We're out here telling you that you can't homosexuality is bad. We're out here telling you that boys can't become girls and girls can't become boys. We're out here telling you that abortion is the murder of an unborn child. And because of all of these things there, we're going to be persecuted as well. One other thing I'd like to add, you said turning off your phone. You turn off, it used to be you could take a battery out of a phone. You can't do that no more. That microphone and that GPS device inside that phone stays on 24/7. The only way you're going to get rid of that is you're going to have to put it into something called a Faraday cage.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just put it in your house and you walk away from it. I can tell you a lot of people, younger people nowadays, have an anxiety when they're separated from their phone. But there was a time in history, not too long back in my memory, we didn't have a phone. And we traveled we traveled across the entire breadth of the United States without a phone, and we managed. But you got to put that phone down away every now and then and walk away from that internet every now and then. And you got to talk to people. You got to be willing to talk to people. You may not, it may be uncomfortable, and it most likely be uncomfortable for them, but it brings me to mind, I was reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11, where Paul is talking about lawlessness in the times to come and how lawlessness is being kept in balance and in check. And I'm pretty sure he's talking about it being kept in check by the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And God.
Yes.
And then it goes on to say that there will be a time in the man of sin where they're going to let that go. And if you are not saved at that point, it may be too late, that you may have your mind turned over to a reprobate mind and you will follow these edicts. And I see all of the lawlessness that is occurring in our government, and it is getting worse every year, like the travail of birth pains that Jesus spoke of in Matthew 24. So please pray for our nation. Please pray for the souls of your family and your friends, and pray for this ministry that I pray for your ministry, Dr. Youngblood, and what you're doing on the air.
Thank you.
So I've taken enough of your time. Thank you, sir.
Let me ask you a couple of questions, Jim, before I let you go.
Sure.
There are a lot of people that have what's called Siri in their home. Siri, what time is it? Siri, what's the temperature outside? Siri, how many miles is it from here to Atlanta, et cetera, et cetera. And a number of other technological advances have provided where major connectivity of the home with artificial intelligence. What do you think about that? And it being used today to monitor, to trace, to track, and to censor everything that's said. Are you comfortable with things like that?
No. Alexa is the same thing as Siri. These devices are programmed through heuristics and source code that is now controlled by an industry that has already established itself as far left, as radical, as willing to do anything and justify any means to advance their cause. And these devices, they are listening. Just stand around and talk about shoes on your phone, then go to Google and see what happens. See if you mm-hmm. don't get an ad for shoes in the email.
That's right.
They're always on. They know where you're at. And you know what the sad thing is? These things know exactly where you're at, and they're always on, but yet the local police departments cannot solve crimes because they don't have the same ability as the FBI to pull this data through the NSA for the metadata of the phone there. I mean, all these criminals are walking around with a personal tracking device on them, but they're not using it to catch lawless individuals. They're using it to persecute those of us that don't like their policies.
Absolutely. And Jim, I'm going to read this article and then ask you a question and I'll let you go. Headline, government funds AI tools for wholesale, hear me now, wholesale internet surveillance and citizenship and censorship of those citizens. I feel scared, very scared, this writer says. Let me read you a paragraph. Internet-wide surveillance and censorship enabled by the unimaginable vast power of artificial intelligence is here. This is not a futuristic dystopia. It's happening right now. Government agencies are working with universities and nonprofits to use artificial intelligence tools to survey and censor the content of everything on the internet and all that you watch and where you go. What's happening is a tool powerful enough to surveil everything that's said, everything that's done, everything that is followed on the internet. It is becoming available to the government to monitor all of us at all times, and based on that monitoring, the government and its agencies and organizations that partner with them can then use the same tools to suppress, to silence, to shut down whatever speech it does not like. Now, this is an article that is massive. It says new part of the headline further down says new document shows government funded AI intended for online censorship. Another headline, these documents have critical and terrifying all of society's implications. It goes on and on and on. Now, the point is, Jim, is this. There are a lot of people that I've talked with said, well, what do you want to hide? I don't have anything to hide. I don't care if the government sees it, hears that it does it. How should we respond to knowing that the federal government is watching every move, every call, every keystroke on the computer, and doing facial recognition when you look into your computer screen, going into a bank of information to trace, track, and follow every human being in America? What is your response to it?
Go live in a cave, eat fruits and berries. Outside of that, if you live in America, you need to be contacting your local politicians, your House representatives, your Senate leaders. You need to be finding out what their policies are, and you need to be voting accordingly, and you need to bring these issues to the forefront. Until there's a serious discussion in America about privacy and internet privacy, the status quo is going to remain. The FBI has gone beyond what they were initially established for. The Patriot Act, it may have been a good thing when it came out because we were going to monitor terrorists there, but they've taken those very same tools, and the politicians, for lack of a better wording, the politicians are now using those to ensure that they stay in power. And I'm going to call out just about all the Democrat Party and a good part of the Republicans for allowing this. It's not
absolutely
acceptable.
And Jim, it should challenge each and every Christian, conservative, and patriot to pray, to seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask Him to heal our land. But even
Amen.
With that said, and that's what we need to do without any equivocation, but that does not guarantee us that these things are going to reverse themselves. It is my opinion, Jim, that the closer we get to this election, the more sequestered we will be as human beings. I believe we'll get to the point by September, October, that we will not be able to communicate anything that the government feels is against their plan, procedure, and program by way of internet, by way of text message, by way of telephone call, et cetera, et cetera. We conservatives will be, and Christians, be totally shut out of the communication system in America by before the election time, because they're going to try to steal this election once again. But it demands, Jim, that we keep praying, keep looking up, knowing that God's still in control. Jim, thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Have a
God
blessed bless day today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe we have another call on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I just wanted to talk to you about the censorship and some of the, you know, things of the day that are leading to all this. First of all, the censorship part of it is has already been demonstrated time and time again from every country that's now on a total dominance. Mm-hmm. So we have to understand that. Secondly, we have to understand that we are under the powers of evil. I say this mm-hmm. time and again. There is much larger behind this than this, these puppets or whatever you want to call them that are in charge right now. So we have to understand that they're getting their orders, and a lot of them don't even realize it. They're getting their orders from the evil one. And they're mm-hmm. following up on that. The Bible is so, I just wish that people read and understood the Word of God. If
That's
you
right.
don't know it, you're going to fall, you're just going to fall away. Mm-hmm. Because the story that's going on right now is so clear in the book of Revelation that it's just undeniable. But mm-hmm. what I would say as far as hope is concerned, I pray that we get some people in there that's going to change things. But I understand this. It's going to be a Band-Aid. The Bible tells us it's not going to get better. It's going to continue down this road because evil will prevail until the coming of Christ. But mm-hmm. I would tell people, please know that God tells us not to worry, to put it all in Him. because he already knows what's going to happen. It's going to happen according to his plan and no one else's. So be comforted in that you know who is in control. And I would not tell people to just get disengaged. No.
That's right.
You support
right.
the candidate. You run for office. You do everything you can to change things, but do it in love. Let's don't hate. If they want to hate on us, they're going to anyway. It's already been proven. But if we demonstrate the love of Christ in everything we do, that's what's going to change things. Nothing else is going to change things because we've been doing this over and over and over since the beginning of time. So that would be my word of encouragement. Yes, things look bad and they're probably going to get worse, but do not give up on your faith and your belief in Jesus Christ. Pray to him every day that his will be done. I mean, we want to control things. We think we can control it. We can't control. The last election proves that. And
that's
if
right.
people think that this election is not going to be done the same way, I don't know what to tell you. But I would just encourage people, put your faith in Jesus Christ. Don't put your
Amen.
Faith in the government or a man. They're not going to do a thing for you. But do it in love. Christ loved us so that we can love others. Try to pour his love out every single day of your life on people you contact, no matter what the disagreement could be. Love on them. So I just want to say that the censorship thing is just a part of it. And it's something that if we look around through history, we see what's happened everywhere else. And they have such a foothold right now that things look very, very bad. But like I said, put your trust in Jesus Christ.
Amen. I couldn't have said it better. That's spot on. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, White House secret surveillance program breaks all laws. The article states, we're rapidly entering into an age of no privacy where everyone is open to surveillance at all times, every place, with no secrets from the government. The government wants you to believe that they have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear for its mass spying program as long as we're doing nothing wrong. Don't believe it, this writer says. It doesn't matter whether you obey every law or not. The government's definition of a bad guy is extraordinarily broad and is a result of the warrantless surveillance of innocent, law-abiding Americans on a staggering scale. Ladies and gentlemen, we're headed to what the Bible tells us in Revelation 13 in particular, where the Antichrist will step on the scene. He will have the artificial intelligence tools at his hands to control every human being on the face of the globe. We're setting the stage. We're putting the chessmen in place. We're getting ready for that day that the rapture of the church will take place. Hear me, the rapture of the church, the snatching away of the bride of Christ, is the next thing on the calendar of God. The church will be raptured out. The man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, will step on the stage and will rule with an iron fist. And unless you accept his identification called the mark of the beast, unless that is accepted, you can't buy, sell, trade, eat, or sleep. Ladies and gentlemen, God's word is being fulfilled every day. He's not given us a spirit of fear, so therefore we need to keep looking up, recognizing he's coming soon. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3.